This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 243. We're tackling the third film in the Batman franchise series with Batman Forever from 1995. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, tell everybody your experience watching your first ever Batman movie on screen.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so preface this review. Maybe this one will be 5 minutes longer than our normal ones because we got a little stories. But preface this review with, this movie is the first Batman film I ever saw in a movie theater. Not only did I see this in a movie theater, I saw this on opening weekend. The theater was packed. This is my first memory. I was 8 when this movie came out. And this is my first memory of seeing a movie in a all the way sold out packed theater, people in like the lobby. I'm like, why is there so many people here? Like, what? Like, I'm used to going with my mom at like, you know, Saturday at 10 a.m. or something like that. So to be at this packed theater, my sister was there. I think some of our other little friends were there. And I was just mesmerized. And this is one of the movies that I always credit with one of the reasons I love going to the theater. Batman Forever was one of the first memories of a big movie in a packed theater that I was like, this is how every movie should be. So for that, it holds a special place in my heart, but I will try and make sure I am as not biased as possible in this review. What about you? I know, wasn't this one the first one you saw in the theater too?
Well, no. My first was, I think, Back to the Future 2. I believe that was like my first
one. But the first Batman movie you saw in theater?
My first Batman movie was Forever. Yeah. Because I remember the big hype with the McDonald's cups. I had the Riddler one. My mom has the Riddler one and I want to get it, but she doesn't want to give it to me. So I was just like,
the little question mark handle.
It's the best one. Yeah. So I wanted to get it back. So every time I go to my mom's house, I try to sneak it out. And she's just like, put it back in Spanish. But anyway, and I did experience the same thing. And it's weird. I mean, we're not doing a live show or topic show, but I do feel going to the movie experience from the 90s felt more grand and bigger than what we got now. And I don't know if it's just me, but like when we go to see, like, let's just say, for instance, John Wick, it wasn't as crazy as what it was in the 90s. Yeah. Like in the 90s, dudes was just waiting to get in line to see that damn Batman movie, right? I think we're saturated, or I don't know what the hell it's called, overstimulated maybe, of all these big blockbusters. So people are just like, I could wait for it.
I also think theaters, like, they have more seats now. So, and they don't sell out anymore. No. I haven't been in an all the way full from front to back theater in years, I feel like. Honestly, like, there's always seats. This thing was, like, all the way packed.
Yeah, the last time I went to a movie that was like that was the Star Wars, The Last Jedi, and The Rise of Skywalker. Everything was like packed. Yeah, pretty much. Nowadays, I mean, you could be like, hey, we're going to go see this, and you're going to have 10 empty seats.
I go opening night to all these movies on Thursday nights, and it's never... When I used to go to midnight movies, the Marvels were always packed. Always, like, all the way sold out. It was an experience that I feel like is not as prevalent anymore. And, you know, like I said, theaters were smaller, so there was less seats, and there was probably less theaters also. So, I mean, all that might factor in.
I mean, it's a topic we could talk about on the live show. Yeah, but for sure. With that said, in terms of Batman Forever, I loved it. It was a great experience. And I hold dear the 90s going to the theater experience. Like, I love H2O Halloween. Mm-hmm. That was another big one for me when I went with Pablo LaFrosta, one of our Patreons. Oh, yeah. Me and him went to the theater for that. And it was like one of the best horror stuff. And we went to see Amityville also, and whatever that came out. But anyway, talking about Batman, not no freaking our experiences and then start crying, thinking about the old days. But... in terms of Batman, it was a phenomenal experience. But let's check out what the critics and audience have to say about this third film.
Yeah, I mean, did the critics have a phenomenal experience? Did audiences have a phenomenal experience? Well, this one takes a huge tumble from the previous two. So if you remember, the previous two both were in the 80s and 70s, like audience and critics. This one, Batman Forever, critically 39% Rotten Tomato score from the critics. Audience score is actually lower, which I think is weird, but maybe not, 32% from audiences. So this is not a well-loved movie, even though you and I have fond memories of going to see it at the theater.
Very interesting. Like what people were looking for when they went to see this movie. I mean, I want to talk about it. Yeah. I really want to talk about it because I can see the misses on this film a lot when you watch it. But yeah, let's get right into it. Val Kilmer, first time lead character as Bruce Wayne Batman. Check it out. What is it?
I think that Kilmer's a cool Batman. Like, I think he's good in the role. I especially think he's good in the cowl personally. Like, I think he looks good when he's like dressed as Batman. As far as Bruce Wayne, he's fine. I think he's solid as far as the performance. A little dry, honestly. Like Kilmer, like very monotone, doesn't really inflect. He doesn't really do too much. But also that's the way the character is written. Like there's nothing in here that's really gonna make him go crazy. And because of the way it's written, and that's what we're scoring, I still gave him a 4, though I dialed it back from the fives for me. Like he's a little bland in this movie. Honestly, like the way he was written is like, okay, he has the one experience with, you know, as Bruce Wayne, Jim Carrey, Edward Nygma before, you know, and even that scene, like Jim Carrey's really kind of giving it a lot, you know, and Kilmer's just like, well, then I have to say no. I cannot accept your project. Blah, blah, blah. And Carrie's like, it just was weird to see the contracts as far as like how much they were doing. And then you have the love stuff with, you know, with Nicole Kidman, who's gorgeous in this movie, by the way. Chase Meridian. It was fine. Yeah, I gave him a 4. I think Kilmer's a good Batman. I think the Batman in this is good. Very good. But not amazing. Not great. Not perfect.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you when... I was torn. I felt like he was more of Bruce Wayne and Batman than Keaton. Because we're not going down the line yet. So yeah. I thought he was more of that embodiment than Keaton. But you're right. The script was not there for me. I think if he had a really good script, I think he would have pulled it off. Because wasn't he an Oscar nominated for Tombstone as Doc Holliday?
Yeah, he might have been. I mean, he is capable of great performances.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, well, let's talk about it. Bruce Wayne. I enjoyed him as Bruce Wayne. The script was kind of quirky. So, but I did like when he went into that dark zone, he went into the dark. Like you felt the presence of him going into the dark and struggling between the two personas. Mm-hmm. When he's Batman though, he's Batman. And I kind of like Michael Keaton got the Batman look. Mm-hmm. I got to say Val Kilmer got the Batman look. Cause there's that one shot when he's in the fire and he's coming out in mass slow motion. And he's just like breathing hard. Yeah. I was like, yo, this dude looks legit. Like I was just like, okay. I was like, he looked like Bat. You're right. He looked great in the cow. I thought, you know, him and Chase, another character that he fell in love with, Matt Quick, which I was like, Jesus Christ. He wants to tell everyone that he's Batman. Like he's mad lonely.
I'm
like,
going to go tell her, Alfred. I'm on my way right now to tell her. Why are you going to tell her? Everybody.
My favorite scene though is when he's in the circus and Two-Face is like, Batman, if you're here, whatever. And he goes, Harvey, I'm Batman.
Oh, when it gets all loud? When it gets all loud, he's just like, I'm Batman. And you can't even hear him.
Yeah, he goes, Harvey, I'm Batman. And because I mean, like, if I was in front of him, I was like, holy shit, Bruce, you're back. Around, like, what'd you say?
Nobody heard it, apparently.
No one, not even Chase. And she was sitting like right next to him.
Yeah.
Because he yelled that shit too. He was just like, Harvey, I'm Batman.
It's true. It was kind of weird. I always noticed that, like, why didn't anyone hear that?
Yeah, I would have been in front, like, eating popcorn, like, what the
Bruce? He's here.
Batman heard it? Like, go do your shit. Like, what are you standing back here? But anyway, but all in all, you're right. He gave a great performance. I think that's the way I could put it in a show. It was a great performance, so I gave him a 4 as Bruce Wayne and Batman. All right.
Yeah.
Main villains.
Okay.
Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee Jones.
Now, I don't mean, that's not a sigh as if, like, this, I thought this was bad. But it's a sigh. No, it was a sigh, but it's not because this was horrible. Yeah. It's a sigh because it would be a 5 if Tommy Lee Jones wasn't in this movie. So let me start with the most positive. Jim Carrey. I love Jim Carrey. My favorite comedic actor of all time. He is playing Adam West Batman, like, villain in this movie. What you had talked about when we were talking about the original Batman with Jack Nicholson, I feel like Carrey dialed it up. He's like, this is a campy movie. And it is. And we'll get to it more in, like, overall. But he was dialed in 100% to what Joel Schumacher was trying to make. And I thought Carrey nailed it. I thought, is he scary or menacing? No, but is the Riddler really, like... You know, the scariest, most formidable villain? No. So I think he was perfect. He looked awesome. He had the best outfits, the shiny green, the shiny white, the crazy hair, you know, the cane with the question. I'm like, it was sick. I loved it. He knew exactly what kind of movie he was in. Then you got Tommy Lee Jones, who I guess he also knows what kind of movie he's in, but that was a horrible miscast in my opinion. I just do not, I could not ever, I never liked Two-Face in this movie. I hate the way he looks. I hate the purple, like crusty purple, like plastic looking face. Okay. I hate that he's not Harvey Dent at all ever. He's pretty much crazy all the time. And I feel like if you're going to have two villains like this, they cannot both be totally crazy. And they were like the Riddler's a 10 out of 10 crazy and Two-Face 10 out of 10 crazy. One of them got to be like the balance. And he should have been, but he was not. Two-Face always kind of bugged me. The part, it cracks me up at the end. Every time I've watched this movie, I laugh. Because Batman's like, Harvey, you forgot. You got to flip a coin. And he's like, oh, yeah. He goes to flip the coin. This guy just throws a bunch of quarters in the air. And that is just too much for him. He's like, no. And it's like the worst. I'm like, ugh. I still give it a 4, but he prevents it from being a 5 for me. I hate his lair. It's like half nice and half. It's too much half and half. Like they went overboard with it, in my opinion. But Riddler's awesome.
Yeah. So when it comes to the, when it comes to the villains, I agree with you 100%. I did give it a 4. I was not a fan of Two-Face. Even watching it now, the Riddler was actually well performed. I'm not going to lie. Even watching it, and he should have had a solo with Val Kilmer. I think that it would have been perfect. But
I agree.
All right. We talk about the good part. The good parts was Jim Carrey was good because they gave him the origin of him working in Wayne Enterprises. So I was like, all right, that's pretty cool. And I thought that whole scene wasn't mad funny. When he goes, Nate, didn't I tell you to get rid of that project?
Yeah.
And then, exactly. he clocks him with the caffeine cup. And he goes, caffeine will kill you. I thought that was pretty funny. And it's funny because you could see how genius Bruce was because he knew exactly what he was going to happen with those type of brainwaves. Because he goes, wait a minute. He's like, hell no, I'm not going to green like this because you can steal people's minds and stuff. Yeah. And he's like, no. And then, I think he said it was like a mishap. He started to pump the information to him. Yeah. So anyway, I thought that was all cool and fun. And then when it came to Two-Face, I do agree with you that should have been a balance between the two. But with Two-Face, it's kind of hard because he's mostly in the bad side through the whole time. That's like the battle between the two. I was just like, what the freak? Because he was literally in the same comedic. Yeah, but not even. Like, he was more in the comedic style of Jim Carrey. Like, he was like, right?
But you just said something like, it's supposed to be a battle. Did you ever get the feeling that he was fighting with his two sides?
The only time they gave you a little bit was in the beginning when he told the guy, well, my good man, he goes, we're going to flip for your luck. And then he flips it and he goes, put him in the thing. And the guy was like, what are you telling me? He goes, we need a trap to whatever. And I was just like, okay, whatever. But then the other time is when he's talking to the Riddler, right? When he goes, finds out that Bruce Wayne is Batman. And he goes, my dear boy, you are. And he goes, can I say, and he goes, you are a genius. And then he's like, but it's way too over the top. I mean, this dude was yelling most of the time.
I feel like he was playing his version of the Joker. Like, it didn't seem like Two-Face.
Yeah. I did like some scenes, though. I'm not going to lie. Like, he has some cool moments when the elevator door goes up. He goes, blast him! They just shot the shit up. So some of that stuff, I was like, cool. But I agree with you. It wasn't there was no balance between the two, the schizophrenic type of personality battling with each other. Maybe you could say when the Riddler crashed his house. I mean, his lair,
That was the only scene where he was like kind of menacing, where he was like going to kill him. He's like, I'm going to kill you pretty much. Yeah. I thought that was the best Two-Face scene in the whole movie.
No, I agree. Because he did. He was just like, we're going to flip this coin. And if it lands, I'm just going to blow your brain.
Where the hell did he get those suits too, bro? Like one of them is tiger.
Loved it though.
Tiger stripes. It was a funny suit. The other one is just like black.
Didn't like the Party City mask. Like the plastic
looking face.
Yeah, I was not with that. But
do you
anyway.
Like the scene in the courtroom where he gets the acid and he holds the papers on his face and goes,
Yeah, that was mad slow. You see Batman jumping mad slow. Yeah, that shit is mad horrible.
It's so funny.
And it's funny because the paper, literally the whole paper was wet. So I don't understand why his whole even.
Yeah, why didn't that protect him at all? Like, it was weird.
Well,
whatever.
Well, remember, we go to the next part, but remember when he's talking, when he's about your favorite part, when he throws a coin and Batman throws like 1,000, right?
He just throws a bunch of quarters.
Remember when he tells him, he goes, Harvey, you can't kill us without doing the flip. He goes, my dear Bruce, he goes, you are right. What can I do without you? Like, he switched to his, like, good side. And then, you know, he threw the coin. He fell to his death, which I was like, oh, God. Yeah, so I gave it a 4. You gave it a 4.
Yeah.
Action scenes.
You know what? This movie got pretty good action scenes, honestly, especially for 90s. Way more action than either of the first two Batman movies. Some of it's not great, like, honestly. But some of it's solid, really solid. A lot of explosions. You get, I always liked the part where at the beginning with the helicopter when it crashes into the Statue of Liberty, but it's like the Gotham version. Like the way it looks Gotham when the propellers Liberty. Are hitting the face.
Yeah.
This is like it's hitting cardboard and cutting right through it. That scene. Okay, every time I watch this movie, that scene makes me laugh so hard. I don't think it was intentional, but when Batman is in the safe with the dude, with the security guard, and he goes, "Oh no, it's acid."
Yes.
Like, how did you know that? It looks like water. Like, it just looks like water coming out of the things.
Yes.
He's like, "Oh no, it's acid." Like, just like that, it cracks me up every time his glasses fall and he's like, "Oh."
My other favorite part of that scene too is when he goes, "I need to borrow this." And he pops his ear thing and then he goes,
"My hearing aid."
Yeah, and then he goes, "Thank you very much."
Bro, it's so funny. Like, bro, Batman couldn't remember his hearing device, like extra. So he uses it to like crack a safe. Like, it's hilarious. Anyway, besides that, which makes me laugh, it's still a pretty well choreographed scene with the helicopter taking the safe out. You know, there's visual effects in this that were like a little more CGI. Like, CGI was still kind of newish, so nothing looks horrible in my opinion. It looks of the time, but nothing's terrible. But I thought the fight was cool in the beginning too, like the elevator scene you're talking about, where he comes out the elevator and he's like hiding in the roof and he's fighting these guys. Like, that might be out of these first three movies, like the best single Batman fight that we got so far was when he's fighting those guys with the red light guns, you know? So yeah, I gave the action a 4. It's still not a 5. But as far as this series goes, I think this movie has the best action of the three that we've watched so far, hands down.
I agree with you 100%. I gave this a 4 too. I saw this movie, I said, wait a minute. This felt more Batman scenes than the first two movies, which I think they were trying to grab more of the feel and the essence of Batman in the first two. While this one went, all right, let's give you guys what you want, more martial arts. I agree. Even when he came in the party, he crashed through the food, because that's the first time you ever see, well, no, because you see it in the first movie in the museum when he crashes through, but this was more cinematic version because the cameras were all back and you see it crash and you see him holding his thing and I was like, oh my God, this is actually, and it still hold up. Like, it literally still hold up. Like, I'm not even gonna lie, like the Batman one in the first movie held up very well, and even in this one you're going, is he actually gonna land? It landed even cool. Like, even when he was fighting all of them and he's pushing them out the way to get up the stairs, and I was like, alright, I was like, this is actually pretty cool. Like, I can see the 90 isms in here, and I was like, that's actually pretty cool. That one was cool. The car chase was actually pretty fun. I mean, kind of weird that it went up the wall.
Okay, but that's the part I was going to say. Like, for every cool moment you have a grappling hook that can pull a car up a wall. It's like, okay.
Yeah. Like, I like the car chase stuff, and I like when Two-Face shot the missile and the car went sideways. I was like, okay.
That was sick.
I was like,
yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, I gave it props. I hate the way the car looks in this movie. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a fan of the design. I did not like the airplane, and I did not like the boat. Yeah. They just did it for toys, to sell toys.
It's true. It's known. Yeah.
I did not like that. It was some cool sequences, though. I'm not going to lie. It was a lot of cool sequences in this, but you're right. Some things are taken away because he's flying the plane, and I said, oh, shit, this is hot. Robin's in the damn thing, and I'm like, okay, we're getting there. Then he sees Robin is about to get attacked. The shit turns into a submarine, and then he jumps out of it and shoots a net, and I said, this is bad, bro. Like, you got me until you submarined and blew yourself out of a torpedo hole. And you shot a net. That was so 007.
Oh, how about his chair at the office that puts him into a little pod that shoots
him? I love
him.
That. I love that
the little,
scene,
he
dude.
Looks like a little rock, and he goes all the way to the Batcave from downtown.
Yeah, I love that scene because it shows, well, I mean, in comic books, I believe in the comic books, Bruce Wayne has a second Batcave in Wayne Tower. Like, yeah, he opens the bookshelf and then, you know, he goes down to the basement or something.
Yeah.
But that was shit was actually cool. He shot himself all the way to, like, and it's like all bullet. Burning when he comes out.
He has, like, yeah, screen, like Iron Man screens in front of him. He's like, Alfred, yeah, I'm on my way.
And that shit got it there in 2 seconds, bro. Like, mad it fast. Literally did not get there. Like, but you're right. That was cool. I'm trying to think of, like, action sequences that I really had fun with. Like, I mean, those were all pretty much it. I mean, even the ending was kind of lackluster.
Oh, yeah, when the Riddler and this guy, like, blow up the house when they're in the, at the, when they're blowing up the stuff, where he has the little bombs and stuff like
that. Oh,
like,
yeah, the Batcave. Yeah.
There's, like, I mean, other little bits of explosions and actions.
Yeah, I mean, those are cool. I mean, does it fall under this? Maybe. I mean, I was not big again with another lackluster ending. Like, you know, I thought Riddler's going to fight him, but again, Riddler's not a hand-to-hand type guy. Two-Faces.
Yeah. Yeah,
but we didn't get a Two-Face fight. So, like, for me, it was kind of lackluster. But other Agreed. Than that, I thought it was great. I had fun with it. And, yeah, so I gave it a 4. You gave it a 4. Okay, storyline.
Here's where these next two categories for me are where I have to really examine this movie for what it is. So, as far as the storyline goes, I think it's fine. But, you know, I do think that this has the worst storyline of the three that we've done so far. So where it has other stuff going for it, I just don't. First of all, again, for the two villains, I think it worked way better in Batman Returns than it does in this one. Even the way they link up is not as good. Two-Face, I'm just not a fan of. And even when I was a kid, I just didn't like that character. I thought he looked weird. And so I'm not crazy. I do like Edward Nygma's arc. From where he goes from employee to kind of losing his mind a little bit. And then he decides to become a villain. I love that he becomes a tech guy, right? Like, he invents technology. He's like, okay, I'm going to become rich. And now we'll both be rich, but I'm demented, pretty much. He's almost like a demented Bruce Wayne, you know? When he has the hair slicked at the press conference that they're doing at the freaking electrical plant, which is weird, but whatever. He's like having this press conference. I loved all that. The love story, I agree with you. It just, like, I get it. I get having a love interest in these movies, but, like, I don't know. This felt the least organic. Like, it's okay because their chemistry was solid, because Nicole Kidman's a great actress and Kilmer's a good actor. So the chemistry was there, but, like, the way that it's all set up is, first of all, she meets Batman and she right away is like, oh my God, I'm in love with Batman. She met him for 2 seconds. You know, Bruce Wayne meets her, well, he already had met her as Batman, and he's like goo goo gaga for her. And I agree with you. I'm sick of him always wanting to tell people he's Batman all the time. He wants to tell people all the time. I also don't like Robin. I don't like the way they introduce him. He's too old, first of all. He's like a grown man almost. Chris O'Donnell, I don't know. I'm not a Chris O'Donnell fan. So I'm not crazy with Robin. I'm not crazy with, like, how easy he finds out he's bad. Like, the stuff that bothered you in the other ones now is starting to bother me too. Where it's like, okay, everyone knows he's Batman. It doesn't matter. It's so easy. He didn't really take him in. He just sort of, like, Alfred did. It was all Alfred, which is, like, I don't know. So I gave the storyline a 3. Oh, the other thing, this is super campy. This movie is like I said, this is like Adam West Batman campy stuff. So it's a lot more cheesy dialogue, you know, holy rusted metal Batman. Like, even that is a nod to that old show. You know what I mean? So I don't think it's horrible. So I gave it a 3, but it's just not great to me.
I gave it a 3. So I don't want you to be like, oh, this is about to give it 5. There's certain elements of this movie that irk the shit out of me.
Tell like, us about it.
I hate Robin. Like,
thank you.
I hated Robin. And the scene that I hated him and my wife started laughing so hard is when he's doing laundry and he's put his feet on the thing. They show his feet. I was like, what the f-? First of all, I hate feet. So, like, so when I saw that scene at the one, it was a stupid ass scene. So it was a waste of film. And then two, he can't just turn around and put a shirt there. He had to put it on a fucking broom and go and throw it. And the shirt is all wrinkled. And I'm like, what is... Honestly, that from there on, I hated Robin, right? And he was naggy.
Yeah.
He's like, all right. He looks. He goes, all right, I got to go. And he's like, leaving so soon? And he's like, sorry, Bruce, but I got to find the guy who killed my parents. And I'm like, all right, cool. And then he goes, and then Bruce feels bad, and he's just like, how about you go around back and gas up? And then he goes, is this a Harley Davidson from like, duh, duh, duh? And then all of a sudden he goes, well, if you can fix my other one, you can keep it. And all of a sudden he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to stay now because I can get a free 1 out of 100 bike.
Like, what a mooch.
Yeah, what a freaking freeloader that guy is. So he's freeloading, he's a freeloader. Robin. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so I felt like Robin was just so, he was really horribly introduced. And I agree with you on that. His introduction into the Batman universe in the film, so horrible. So horrible. I mean, it was bad. I liked the circus scene. I thought that was cool, but you're right. He was way mad old. He sounded annoying. He looked annoying. Didn't look like a Robin suit. I mean, they spray painted it gold, whatever colors, but
it looked plastic.
Yeah. I mean, they were trying to emulate the Batman suit, which I was like, they should have just left his tidy whitey suit and just gave him a cape. And
he had it in the freaking trapeze. Just put that back on. That was the costume.
Yeah, just give him a better thing and upgrade it by the next film. But I didn't like him at all. I felt like the storyline was bland at times. The whole dark. See, the storyline of Bruce Wayne going into that dark, it would have been perfect for Scarecrow because he could have injected him with the fear gas, and then you would have got the Val Kilmer being all depressed and mopey and scared. Mm-hmm. We didn't get that. And I'm like, it was way too early to do that. And I was just like, that sucks. Nicole Kidman was okay. She was cool. Tommy Lee Jones sucked. Riddler was okay. And I do agree with you. This really felt like the 1966 Batman. And I loved it because it's very different. I love the colors because in the original, it was all colors popping everywhere. And I thought it worked. I was like, okay, there were some scenes that actually it looked very cool. Like when Batman came off the roof and it did that cool camera shot. It went around him and it spun up. And I was like, yo, this is actually pretty hot. I like that. I was like, that's cool. Then you got the corny one, right? When he goes in and he's like doing the side bat. Looking like Dracula, that shit looked horrible. Right. But him falling, I was like, that looked better than the other one. But yeah, other than that, like I gave it a 3. I thought it was a good storyline, nothing crazy. All right, overall.
Overall, a mixed bag. I think we've kind of established this because you just said a lot of stuff that I would 1,000% agree with. It's like, it's almost like for every cool thing, there's something uncool in the movie. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so that hinders it from being, it could have been great, I think. I don't mind the tone per se because it had a mix of the dark with the camp and that's fine. But the problem is, okay, for example, Batman suit. Awesome. I love the first suit he wears. It kind of looks like the Keaton suit, but it's slightly different, right? But it has the yellow. And then he switches to that like gray metallic looking like plastic. It looked like a toy. He looks like an action figure. And we all know the story at this point. Both this movie and especially the next one, you know, the studio is like, hey, we want to sell toys. Put all this stuff in it. And Joel Schumacher, unfortunately, didn't have the guts to say, you know, that will hurt the movie. He just said yes to everything. So you get a lot of wacky suits that I'm not crazy about. You get the car. I hate the Batmobile. You're 100% right. It looks so cool in the first two movies. And then you get this thing with the blue. It looked like a blue tiger.
A neon light.
Yeah, what is this? Yeah. I hated it. I hate that it could drive up the wall. It's the way that it drives up the wall that I don't like. It has like a grappling hook. Yeah, like, what is that? I don't like that. If that was real, when the grappling hook, when he passes it, it would pull the car the other way. Yeah. And if he took it out, it would just fall down. So it doesn't make any sense. But either way, it's a comic book movie. It's so 50-50 for me. You have one great villain. You have one bad villain. You have one great lead in Batman. You have one trash one in Robin. you have some good action scenes. Alfred's always great. You have some good action scenes, and then you got some less good action scenes. So it's so 50-50. In a lot of ways. And one thing that always bugs me about this movie is like, you have the same Alfred from the previous movies. You have the same police commissioner guy from the first three, you know, the first two movies. This is literally a sequel because Nicole Kidman mentions the Catwoman, you know, there's a girl in spandex. Everything is, it's like they happened, excuse me, except when they don't really want it to have happened. Like Harvey Dent is no longer Billy Dee Williams. It's now Tommy Lee Jones. They said, hey, got three names. It's nobody will notice. It's the same thing. So, you know, there's weird choices like that, that it's like, man, just don't mention anything from the first two movies if you're going to do that. Just make it its own new. I do like the way Gotham looks. I like the heads everywhere. There's like these gigantic heads of like the architecture and stuff is cool. But I'm going to let you go. For me, it's so mixed. It's so 50-50. It falls at a 3. For my honest opinion, it falls at a 3.
I was going to go with a 3. But I was just like, I really enjoyed this movie. Like, enjoyed it. And I know, I mean, we're bashing it all over the place. But I could literally see myself watching this again. Like, going, you know what? I gave this a 4. Mm. I think it's great. And I think it still holds up. regardless of all the crap that happened, you know, like all the bad stuff, it makes up for performances and the nostalgia of the 90s. I really like it. One nitpick is I hate the fucking score. That score is god awful.
It's not as good as the first two, but it's memorable. Like, it is memorable. I remember it.
Yeah.
It's my whole life. Yeah, it's not as good, but it's memorable.
Yeah, I just missed the Danny Elfman because it felt like it threw you into the movie.
That was way more epic.
That's the new one. I'm not gonna think of it because I'm thinking of this one.
You messed me up by putting this one in my brain.
Oh, it goes.
Batman.
Damn, how the hell does the original Batman song go? We just saw the damn thing two weeks ago.
If you didn't mention this one, we would know. But you can't think of two songs at the same time. It's impossible.
No, it's really hard. Yeah. I mean, it still had the melodies there.
Yeah.
It's just, the other one was jerk. Oh, it goes.
You gonna keep singing the Batman Forever?
I am now, damn. Because I know that stupid song.
Yeah.
It goes,
Look, it's better. Yes, there it is. There you go.
Yeah, that's how it went. Yeah, this one was just like bam, 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 bam.
I don't hate the score in this movie, but it's not as good.
That's okay. No. I think this is when it started to go more commercially because you got like all the bigger bands in there, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, with that said, I gave it a 4. You gave it a 3. What is your total points?
Yeah. So I do agree with one thing you said though. So I gave it a 3 overall. My total's an 18 out of a 25. That being said, I love this movie. It's always will have a special place. I can't realistically like say it's the best one, but it is the one I have the fondest memories of out of all the Batman movies. So my nostalgia for it, I can watch this movie anytime, honestly, even with all my gripes, even with all the issues, even with all the stuff that makes me mad, I still love it because I've seen it so many times. I saw it, like I said, I had a great memory of it. The theater experience was great. The soundtrack, I used to have the soundtrack when I was younger. You got like a great soundtrack, which I posted one of the tracks on Instagram. I totally forgot Method Man did a song just for the Riddler. And this was 95. This was like he was still Wu-Tang Clan and everything. It was weird to see. But yeah, I think it is a blast. I love the movie, but it's an 18 out of a 25 for me.
You know, that's a kind of like an ill tongue twisting. Right?
No.
Like,
which one?
Sing me the Batman song and then
it's hard. Sing me the Batman Forever one and then sing me the original. It's too hard. You can't do it.
It's mad hard.
It took you like three minutes to be able to do it.
Anyway, my total points is a 19, 1 point over yours. I like it. I think it's still held up. It was funny. I love all the performances except Robin and Tommy Lee Jones. But let me just tell you, the 4K looks outstanding.
Beautiful.
Oh my God.
Beautiful. They did a great job with these movies, honestly.
I mean, they did way better than Rockies. Let me tell you that.
Yeah. I believe you.
The Rockies are so bad.
And didn't you think it was weird, though, too? Like, I just wanted to say with the color palette, like, didn't it just seem like the Riddler was supposed to be the only villain? And then everything's green. Remember all the advertisements was with the green question marks? Everything green. And then Two-Face is in there. I feel like he was added in, personally.
I think they did a child study, and they were like, I don't like the Riddler. I like Two-Face.
I like Two-Face better. He wears tuxedos.
Yeah. Isn't that the guy from The Fugitive? I want him as Two-Face.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I don't care. Oh, my God. But yeah, anyway, Nate, what is coming up next?
Yes, this was a fun review. I love this movie. Okay, coming up next, we have another movie I love. No, just kidding. We have another movie that is a first-time watch for you, a second-time watch that felt like a first-time watch for me. We got a little Ballistic X vs. Sever that we had to both buy on DVD because it doesn't exist anywhere. So this will wrap up our bad movie month, thank God. And then, of course, well, does it really wrap up? Because next week, we got to do Batman and Robin. So that will be wrapping up the Batman movies with Batman and Robin.
All right. Anyway, Batman and Robin. All right. Anyway, with that said, you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friend called Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie guys related, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks for the video version of the podcast, or head to Instagram and follow us at Action Movie Guys Podcast. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.